Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get your mouth off my ball.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I'm on a mission.
Yep.
I'm on a mission tonight.
Okay, four.
Not going to make any predictions this time. No promises.
Oh, thank God.
But I'm on a mission tonight.
You going to the Valks game?
Going to the Valks game. First time as a fan, and so I wanted to ask the super fans over here, Grandy and Lucas, if they had any advice, anything specifically to be looking for tonight at the game. But also, I am on a specific mission, and it is to find out, Ken Esmas Macho, who is the bigger Valkyries fan?
Oh.
Is it Brandon Pajamski, or is it my 11-year-old son, Jude?
Jude? He's number one in the house? I thought your daughter was locked in.
So my daughter is, like, super excited that the WNBA is here, and immediately, Dad, can we go to a game? Dad, game. Dad, WNBA, Valkyries, yay. Like, this is, come on.
She's 16, right?
16 years old.
Okay.
But meantime, she's a 16-year-old girl. So that means that when the game is on, or when she's around the house, it's like, here's my phone, are there any snacks? And that's like, right, what are my friends doing? Oh my God, Love Island, there's a new episode out tonight. Ah! Okay, that's happening. Meantime, little man is like sports Rain Man. And dude will turn on anything, and whatever he sees, it's the opposite of the Men in Black little flashy thingy. It's the opposite. If he sees it,
he's yacked in.
Whoop,
yep.
It's in his brain. Done. So last night, we're driving home from the Giants game, and I had to tell the kids that one of the Valkyrie players came on with Steiny and Goo, and I'm like, even though it was Evan, Steiny and Evan, and I go, Ella, they asked her about Pods. And she gave up a belly laugh. Do we have the Tiffany belly laugh? Steiny said, did you guys want...
I got it. You want it?
Yeah, do you guys want Pods to... Have you told him to calm down? Listen to this exchange.
Hey, have you told Brandon Pajemski to settle down yet?
Nah, man. I mean, he's on our brother team, and he's coming to show support every night. And I commend him for that. I mean, he's showing big support for us.
Okay.
Little Ramona Shelburne in that laugh.
Little bit, yeah, I love
when she laughs.
Unless it's smoky Ramona Shelburne, which is what we had earlier this week.
Airport barefoot,
exactly.
Ramona Shelburne.
Up all night, yep. Right? So anyway, I'm telling the kids about that exchange, and I couldn't remember her full name because I'm still getting to know the Valks. So we're driving in the car home from Oracle Park, and I'm like, oh, they had one of the players on, and she belly laughed when they asked her about Pods. It was Tiffany, and Jude is, you think he's half asleep in the back seat. He goes, Hayes. I'm like, yeah, Tiffany Hayes. And so then Ella.
5'8", swingman, whatever.
Yeah, averaging totally. 11.2 points per
definitely game. Definitely 11.2.
Oh, my God, seriously. And so then Ella is like, Jude, I might need help with, like, when we go to the game tomorrow night, and like, help me get to know the Valkyries. And so she's like, who's their best player? And he had to stop, and he thought about it for a sec. He's like, probably Kayla Thornton. And I go, is that their leading scorer? He goes, absolutely, that's their leading scorer. She's averaging 15.2 points per game.
18 over her last three.
I'm like, what the hell's going on in the backseat of the car right now? So this is my mission now tonight. I want to see the way he actually reacts in the building and compare it to Pods. And then Pods doesn't know we're doing this, but we're doing this. I want to know who's actually the bigger fan. Because he, just like Pods, one of the first things he said, Dad, can we get gear? And Ella's like, yeah, let's get gear. And immediately Jude's like, I would like this jersey. I would like that
jersey. Jersey in the cart?
Hold the fort. We're not spending $1,000. Jerseys are out of control. So Ella's like, yeah, I just want a hat or something. And then Jude is like, he wants to be like Pods. I want all the jerseys in the closet for every day of the week when the Valkyries are playing, and that way I could select which player that I want to give the extra juju to that night.
Yeah, that's something for sure.
All right, there it is. Pods versus Jude tonight, 7 o'clock. I love it.
And will Jude get a jersey tonight?
Hell no. Springing for a jersey?
It's only like $1.60.
Come on, man.
Get him a Julie Van Loo.
I just looked at both of them, and I'm like, let's see. June 25th, perfect. We're halfway to Christmas. Put it on your list.
Yep.
We're not doing it on a Wednesday in the middle of the summer.
We could do a little contest, an unofficial contest, Lucas, with no prize, pending the Odyssey contest rules.
Oh,
but
they are strict.
We could play a game of what's Pod's rocking. What's Pod's going to rock tonight? Because he's got them all.
That's right.
We've seen the Thornton. We've seen the Martin for sure. I think we've even seen a Van Loo.
Well, it's definitely not going to be Martin because that was the last one.
Hey, Pod's, what you rocking?
Yeah. Hey, Pod's. That's what I'm going to try to get Jude to do tonight. Hey, Pod's.
What's he going to rock? Veronica Burton started all 13. He might go with Burton.
She is the team leader in assists.
Okay.
Pod's does love her. Well, who's you know who I'm going to go with? Who's leading the team in rebounds?
I was going to say charges taken.
Oh, that's Kayla Thornton also.
Yep.
Kayla Thornton is also. All right, I'm doing it. I'm going Kayla Thornton.
Yep.
I'll go Kayla Thornton tonight.
All right.
Yock it in.
That's right. I think he's going to go off the board with a Monique Billings. Cuckoo!
What am I doing?
We're two guys looking online at the roster.
That's right.
That's what we're doing. And I'm right. unabashed at the honesty with which we're delivering it. This whole year is what we call name tag basketball.
That's right.
You turn on the game and it's like, ooh, that was a good move. Dude. And you wait for that player to run down the court and you look and you go, oh, yeah.
This is the Christmas party at a very large company.
It's Name Tag City.
Very large company. Okay? Or if you want, this is the, we're heading to Vegas for the, a weekend conference. Okay? Put your name badge on. Let's see if we can get to know each other and figure this out. No, I'm not going to apologize for that. What have they? They've played 13 games in the history of ever.
Right.
And so, yeah, we're still learning. Not Pods, not Jude, but the rest of us. And that's okay. It's a Festivus for the rest of us.
And it's not a race. And it's not a contest. And the more you and I talk about it, hopefully the more fans listening to us will get excited, which is, it's to say, it's a very good product. And they're doing something that the NBA may adopt in the future. It's something that LeBron James certainly wants.
What's that?
40-minute games. And that's what they do in FIBA. And so LeBron actually recently came out and said, hey, about this 40-minute game thing, I'm kind of into it.
Well, if everybody keeps tearing their Achilles, we're going to see all kinds of stuff that maybe we don't want to see.
Perhaps.
You know what I mean? But
because internationally, 40-minute games, and it does get you to crunch time a little bit quicker, obviously.
I know, but how many different things are we going to do that all represent the same thing, which is players playing less basketball? How many different things?
Or less baseball with the cockamamie extra inning rule.
Yeah, but at least that only comes up in the certain scenario of a game. And
probably 2% of all games,
right? Yeah, like baseball has always rested players, like only once every 3 weeks, whatever. So your best players take a day off. And that's the nature of the game, and it's always been that way. But that's also because they play 6 or 7 games per week. And I know that the physicality of the whole thing is different, but that's kind of what I'm getting at. Like, how many different things need to come up? You know, we've got Aaron Gordon out here saying we need at least 2 days off in between all playoff games. We've got load management all over the place. People's Achilles are firing in half. How many different things are going to come up that the players start asking for that all represent less basketball before the fans revolt? Especially because when you currently have months in the calendar where you don't play any basketball, you all go play basketball. That would be my first response to everybody. Everybody, oh, and we need more days off, and we need a 40-minute game, and maybe the schedule is too many games, 82 games. Too many.
Yeah.
How about if you don't play basketball when we don't schedule basketball?
Might help. And
that'd be where I start.
My thing would be if you go from 48 minutes to 40-minute games, that is a 1/6 reduction. Would every player take a 1/6 reduction in their pay?
Of course not. Of course not.
The real solution, Mark, and I've said this before, I think I said it out loud, but you go to the NBA and you institute bye weeks where every team gets a week off. You got no games.
No, I don't hate that.
You take the 6 weeks after the All-Star break until the end of the year, and each team would get a bye week. You get 7 days where you don't have to play any games.
Look, if it means you'll play the games, that, you know what I mean, without complaining, then I'd be open to that. Play the games.
Yeah. I mean, if you got to the week of March 1st and you know you're down to like 16 games left in the regular year and you get a full week off, that would probably help you come back and be a little bit more recharged.
408 says, Pods already wore a Billings jersey at a previous game, and Kayla Thornton used to play for New York, the team that's in town tonight. And so 408 is thinking that the Thornton jersey might be the pick.
That could be the favorite.
Could be the one.
Yeah, Pods, tread lightly when it comes to Sabrina Ionescu. She's better than you, and she was here before you.
She might also not even be playing.
She actually is.
Oh, she's
playing
in
today. She did not play their last game out with a neck issue, but right, she is officially in tonight.
Okay.
They are down their starting center, Jonquel Jones, though. Star in the league as well.
This is the other thing Jude did. He was ripping so much Valkyrie knowledge. I turned around, I go, hey, is Ionescu playing tomorrow? And he goes, game time decision. I go, keep an eye on it for me and let me know if you get the info. He goes, Dad, they're not going to tell you until game time. That's why they call it
a game time decision. You got served.
Like, get your butt to bed. Go to bed. You want to go to this game tomorrow or not?
You got put in check.
What are you going to call it, a game time decision, Dad? Why don't we wait till game time?
Dad, what time's the game tomorrow?
Yeah, there you go, Jude.
She said 3 hours ago that she'll play.
There you go. It's not game time. We found out at noon, you little bugger.
Mm.
All right. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed here in San Francisco. And yes, coming up tonight at 7, the Valkyries and Liberty will play. And you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game and the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app, search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX Channel 5 pregame at 6:30. Okay, Jonathan Kuminga to me has said, he said more in this article than maybe he has ever said before with regard to his specific desires. And I think they're very relevant. We'll clue you into all of that. Coming up next, 888-957-9570 is the number. This is Willard.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Bay Area, this is Jonathan Kuminga. You're listening to Wheeler and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, that's Jonathan Kuminga, and he is just like every other young athlete I've ever seen in my entire life. They all want the same thing, and I don't begrudge him for it at all. So just to let you all know right off the top, and you guys jump in if I'm leaving anything out, because we're not going to sit here and read an article to you on the radio. But Anthony Slater of The Athletic went out to Cleveland and spent time with Jonathan Kuminga. And I thought that this was beautifully done, because it's not in a setting where you're at a podium. It's not even in a locker room. He went to Jonathan on Jonathan's time in Jonathan's space in the middle of all of his offseason workouts. And he spent time with him to understand where his head's at. And I think he got, quite frankly, some of the best quotes that anyone's ever gotten from Jonathan. And here's the summary. Jonathan wants to be a star. Jonathan wants to be a one. Jonathan wants to be an all-star. Jonathan wants to be the dude with an organization. Are there financial implications that come with that? I'm sure that's a driving force. But that's what Jonathan wants. And Jonathan has said it in black and white. If it's with the Warriors, great. If it's not, great. Don't care where it is, but that's what I want. And for me, to quote the great Jay-Z, thank God for granting me this moment of clarity. This is all I've been waiting for. There's your clarity. It's time to let him go. This is not the same discussion we've had in the past. This isn't about whether he fits. This isn't about whether you think he's going to be an all-star someday or whether you don't. And for goodness sakes, this isn't about Steph Curry, because Steph Curry is Steph Curry. And if you can't understand that and the gravity that that holds under an organization, I can't help you. Steph is Steph, period. That's it. And that'll never change until Steph is no longer playing. And yes, the Warriors will do right by Steph. But Jonathan is finally coming out and expressing exactly what he wants. He's not even just saying, hey, give me a chance to play a little bit more. He's saying, I want an organization. I want to be somewhere where that is at least a possibility. Let me go see if I can try. That's all I need to know. And I'm a firm believer of this. I've had this happen in my career. If you're at a spot as an employee where you don't want to be there anymore, whether you're on your contract or not, I'm a big fan of the organization doing everything in their power to get that person the hell out of there.
Yeah.
It is time to let Jonathan.
You just said that.
Yep. It's
which
time
is
to let him go.
Everything in their power. And that becomes interesting, because you don't want to just take a bad deal because you want Jonathan Kuminga to have his outright freedom. You'd love to work out on both sides. And where you sit now with this article coming out, and if Jonathan Kuminga is this devoted to going out and being a one somewhere else, and I don't know if it's untenable for him to return, but it seems like he's champing at the bit to get his chance this summer and go out and do it. Well, you're in a bit of a tight spot because the sign and trade rules make it so you're not going to be able to get dollar for dollar on what his value would be. And even if his value is $30 million a year, which he reportedly was offered that last offseason, 5 years, $150 million, he turned it down. I don't think that there's an offer bigger than that out there. And that offer might not be out there either. So how do the Warriors do right by Jonathan while also doing right by themselves and the Steph Curry window?
Completely fair question, and the only answer I'll give, which is an uneducated one, I will admit, but I believe that where there's a will, there's a way. That's what I believe. The NBA right now is filled with teams that are looking to tweak this and get off of that number and maneuver this. I mean, there's trades flying everywhere, and there for every trade, there are 10 more rumors. So I feel like there are a lot of teams right now that want to get on the phone and they want to maneuver. And if they want to maneuver, it means two things. It means they want to lower the money on their books and they want, and or they want to get younger. And Jonathan Kuminga could represent both of those things for somebody. It probably needs to be a three-way deal because of the rule of if there's a sign and trade, you can only take back 50% on the dollar. So if Jonathan were to sign for $25 million a year, the Warriors can only directly take back $12.5 million in that deal. Yep. But if you start piling different players together in multiple teams, that sort of mitigates that, or at least can a little bit. And I am going to move forward with the belief that where there's a will, there is a way. I hate this to a certain degree. Jonathan may well become what many Warrior fans are sort of worried he may become. But for me, the bottom line is this. Jonathan has now expressed the job he wants. That job's not available here. Let him go. You have got to go. It will not work to re-sign him and make him keep looking for this job and this opportunity for at least two more seasons while Steph Curry and Jimmy Butler are here. And whether you think that's organizational malpractice or leaning into old players, whatever you think, I get it. Steph Curry's presence is what it is. It's larger than life. And so there's really no moving that boulder. If you ask me, you got to get him out of here.
It depends on if you can move the other boulder, which is, you know, Kuminga and what he desires. And I'm just reading from Slater. He says, his first crack at free agency is about finding the contract he desires, but also seeking what he wants. Not necessarily conforming into what this version of the Warriors needs.
There you go.
And so that, for me, is the big takeaway, where it's been 4 years, and he's tried to conform to what the Warriors need, and he also now is in a spot where he can go out and get that contract. And I wonder if the Warriors aren't kicking themselves a little bit about, you know, not doing what they could to get that deal signed last offseason, because now it wouldn't be a sign-and-trade. You could trade him, even if you paid him $25 million last offseason, you could trade that $25 and get $25 back. But now the Warriors are in between a rock and a hard place if, in fact, they realize that they have to move off the player.
I totally get it. I just think that that is a game of chicken that the Warriors should try to avoid if they can. They may not be able to avoid it. You're right. But at the same time, that is a minefield, if you ask me. The idea of keeping him all the while everybody knows that they're not on the same page, but then again, you want to trade him later, so you need to maximize his value. In order to maximize his value, you're going to have to play him a lot. His numbers are going to need to be high, but then if his numbers are high, that means you're playing him a lot, and he's ball dominant, and so what does that mean for players like Steph and Jimmy, and are you winning games or losing games while that's happening? It just feels like a minefield, because the simplest idea of team, right? We all have to be on the same page.
Right.
We all have to want the same things. They don't. That's it. That's what I read. They don't want the same things. Jonathan wants to be a star. The Warriors want a 3/4 who wants them to win. Those are not the same things. You're not on the same page. You can't be here anymore.
But
you shouldn't. I shouldn't say that. You shouldn't be. For you.
Well, he doesn't.
You shouldn't be here
anymore. He doesn't want to be. And the quote is, things take time, but I feel like I'm at the point where that has to be my priority, to just be one of the guys a team relies on. Aiming to be an all-star multiple times, aiming to be great. If he comes back here and he plays the best that he can play and he fits in with the team and all the rest of it, he still probably won't be an all-star unless this team goes bananas and you get 2 and 3 all-stars, because you're going to be the third best offensive player most likely at best and the fourth best overall player. So if these are truly his goals, and I don't begrudge him for that.
Not at all.
He's a young player. He's going to be 23 when the season starts and he feels like he's put in his 4 years. And if this is what he really wants, then I'm with you. The Warriors need to do everything they can do, not only accommodate him, but accommodate themselves. Because if this player has these goals on your team, it's probably not going to be a great fit.
Yeah, I do not begrudge him at all. First of all, Jonathan Kuminga last year, through circumstances where most athletes I know would have blown their top, he absolutely kept it together. He deserves a ton of credit. And for anybody who looks at this story and says, wow, Jonathan is all, like, this feels selfish. Like, you want to be a star? How about win? Look, I don't think you get to do that to a 22-year-old player who's making $7 million in a league where he feels he has the talent to play with people who are making north of $40 million a year. I don't know if he is that, but he thinks he's that. And I don't know many human beings who in that situation wouldn't want to go try. Like, it's not fair for us to be like, no, sweet flower, make $12 million a year because you're on a good team. And there's a 37-year-old who's great, and he'll be gone in 2 years, but you need to be like him. You need to make it about him. When you're like, no, you don't have those 3 years to sit there and wait, and then maybe, who knows what the hell's going to happen around that corner. It's not fair to do that to a player and to call him selfish for these thoughts. I just don't buy that at all.
It's his career.
Correct.
Ultimately, it's his career. And if you want to go out and try to be a one for a team and be the guy that everyone relies on, and you know, maybe you end up making an all-star team, maybe you don't, but that's your prerogative ultimately. And even if he doesn't get a contract offer from another team and the Warriors can give him a qualifying offer and he can play on that qualifying offer for a year, and then he becomes unrestricted at the end of next season. So there are ways that this can go different directions, but I'm kind of with you on the ideal scenario for the Warriors would be you find a place for him this offseason, you get something back in return, something that fits better now, and you just worry about the later down the road. And I can't help but think about the Jermaine O'Neal case with Portland, because it was 4 years with Portland. All 4 years they made the playoffs. Two of those years they went to the Western Conference Finals. Jermaine O'Neal did not really play much at all. And then at the end of those 4 years, they traded him to Indy. 2 years later, he's an all-star.
Yep.
And so, you know, Jermaine O'Neal started when he was 18 years and 2 months old. Kuminga was 19. So the similarity for me is striking, because now you're in a spot where Kuminga is going to probably have to go to a second team. Or in the case of Chauncey Billups, it was his fifth team,
right,
where he finally made the all-star team. So it doesn't mean that it's now or never for Kuminga. Everyone's road to the all-star game is different.
Of course.
It's fascinating to see some of these.
It really is. And so now you're sitting here in a situation, and I totally get this thought, but I've always wondered what it was people actually want the Warriors to do about it. For example, 925 just texted in. Let's spend a moment with this, and then we're going to go to the phones. Holy smokes, the Warriors are really going to burn this organization to the ground for Curry and Draymond. Look, if that's your opinion, I get it. I really do. You, there's a way of looking at that where you might end up being right. You know, you just said it. You worry about the Jermaine O'Neal thing. You worry about Kuminga becoming a star in a different uniform. Damn it, it might happen. And I just tell Warrior fans, I think you got to be okay with it. You just have to be. And if you think that that means they're burning the organization to the ground for Curry, that's fine. That means that your mind has already moved on to 2 years from now, and I get it. I get it. But theirs hasn't. Mine hasn't. And I get that, too. This is one of those things where I really, I can see both sides. I very much side with one of the sides, but I can see both sides. Like, I wonder if the Warriors were actually aggressively about to get into the youth, which a lot of their fans want them to do. Let's say they did that and they actually said it out loud. All right, first thing we're doing, we're signing Kuminga to a five-year deal at about $30 million a year, $35 million a year. We're signing Kuminga. And oh, by the way, Kerr's going to start coming on Willie and Dibby every week, and he's going to be like, it's going to be different this year. We're leaning into Jonathan Kuminga because we think that he can be the next one. And he's a ball-dominant player, and we really want to start shaping the offense partially around him. All right, Warrior fan, what do you do 3 months later when Steph Curry, behind the scenes, says, get me out of here? Because I still care about my future, and I still think I can be the one on a championship squad. And you are now currently not doing that for me. And I thought that's what we all said we were going to do together. So send me to New York or something along those lines. I know that there are some Warrior fans that are like, fine, he's 37. I think you're the minority. And I think that you're downplaying all the things that Steph Curry is beyond basketball.
Well, and
it's the greatest thing that's ever happened to this organization.
Right. And honestly, that ship has sailed. And Steiny laid it out earlier, and I was listening and I was agreeing to the extent that, and Evan even used the phrase that was never uttered by the Warriors two timelines, but it's a good way to describe what it felt like the roster construction was doing. And if you would have stuck to that and you would have ridden through the lows and the lower lows of James Wiseman, and you would have held on to Jordan Poole because he's got the ha-ha, and he can score, and you believed in Jordan Poole, well, then you could look at Kuminga and say the same thing. And so in 2 years, you'd have Kuminga after 6 years, you'd have Poole after seven, and Wiseman the same, and you'd have a real, not an elite core, but you'd have a homegrown group of guys that you drafted, you believed in, and then you could kind of build around them with veterans, and you could be what you were going to be. But once you got rid of Wiseman, once you got rid of Poole, and you started to really strip away the youth from this team in the interest of right now, well, now you're just left with Kuminga and Pods and, hi, this is Guy Santos.
Yeah, I see that one a little bit differently because I get what people are saying, but I think that when you bring up the Wiseman name, you're just attaching his draft status to him. There's been zero evidence that James Wiseman matters to a basketball team.
It's still early. Still very early.
Still very early, and now he's been through a major injury. I hear you, but there's been zero evidence to this point. And I would argue that another organization got a heaping ton of Jordan Poole, and they decided yesterday that a $30 million salary slot was more valuable to them than Jordan Poole. I think that those two players have now gone elsewhere and shown that the Warriors were right to move on from them.
Well, then they were wrong to draft him.
Well, no, but that's not the way the draft works. Like,
well, it is when you're picking number two.
No, but but with Jordan Poole, they got a lot out of him. I would argue they got everything that this organization could get out of him. Now, would it have been different if he wasn't punched? I really don't know. But the bottom line is they got him to contribute to a championship squad, but then he got a big bag, and then he started to do the same thing that Jonathan is starting to do, which is he wanted more. He wanted that team. He wanted that role. And at that moment, that's when people started to bristle, and they got mad at each other behind the scenes. And it led to something awful, but it also led to the Warriors going, you know what? We need to go a different direction here. And that's what I worry about. You may worry about Kuminga becoming great somewhere else. I worry about what he becomes if he stays. Because they're not on the same page. And you're heading down a road where people's heads are going to butt way, way too hard, in my opinion.
Well, they clearly already have butted to the extent that he got DNPs down the stretch, and he got DNPs in the playoffs. So I don't know if that's heads butting, but it's clearly a coaching staff looking at a player and saying, we think we can do better with you not playing at all in this basketball game. And so if that's butting heads, whatever you want to call that, that is a coach and a staff saying to a player, nah, we're not going to play you in these very important games against a young athletic team. You're our young athlete, and we're still not going to play you? So that's why I don't fault Kuminga for feeling this way.
I don't fault him at all.
You just went through a fourth year and a playoff run where you didn't get to play, And then they were forced to play you, and you went off. Three games, big games, all losses, but you at least showed yourself the kind of player you can be in that spot.
888-957-9570. Dalton Johnson in a few minutes from New York. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. Hi, Jonathan. What's up?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. I just want to say, man, Moses agrees with you. Mark, not Moody, the biblical Moses. Let Kuminga go. I think you need to, Warriors need to be, you know, professional about it and give him that runway, you know, let him be like that big bird, that emo in the commercial, you know. Hey, you're never going to be anything. 3 days later, the emo's in the commercial. So let him have that chance, just, you know, so he could, you know, somehow work and realize his dream. And before I go, happy NBA draft day, guys.
Yep.
I got a little bit of hypothetical. And what if Nico Harrison calls up Mike and Joe Lacob and Sons and says, why don't you allow me the pleasure of reuniting the Splash Brothers on court wearing the same uniform? I'm going to send you Kyrie and this year's first overall pick, plus three more after that. Just go ahead and send me that guy, Wardell Stephen Curry. What say you, guys?
Oh, man. Here's what I say, Jonathan.
I'm out.
Yeah, well, you're
Kyrie's out. Kyrie's out for the year, right? And he's got two more years or three more years on top of that.
Just signed a new three-year deal.
Right, on top of this upcoming year, I thought.
Well,
or
no,
it,
they declined.
Okay,
they declined an option
but Cooper
and did a
Flagg
new
one. Plus three more first-round picks?
No, like the Warriors actually would do that. The Mavericks never would. And the Mavericks fans would actually, like...
Re-riot?
They would re-riot. They would totally re-riot if the Mavericks did that. That's way too much of a haul for a 37-year-old player, no matter who he is. I know what we think of Steph, but that mythical deal would be a robbery.
Yeah.
That would be a robbery.
Highway robbery.
Yeah. How about Austin in the city? Hey, Austin, what's up?
Hey, nothing much. Just sitting here listening to y'all. You took right what I wanted to say about Jordan Poole, but what I'm trying to say is, too, about Kuminga. It ain't about letting Kuminga go. It's about the old heads letting go of their ego and handing the keys over a little bit. We already had Jordan Poole for Curry's backup. You know, they didn't like that because he was taking some of the shine for Curry. So they had, you know, Draymond Green punched him out. We already had help at the three with Wiggins, and then now Wiggins got drifted off. Now it's Kuminga's turn. What they do? They go in here and go get Jimmy Butler. Now he get pushed down the line. What about Draymond Green? Why he never had help? Why he never had help? But Curry did, and not Draymond Green did. Didn't have it have the help, but now it was supposed to, the keys were supposed to go to Kuminga. It's supposed to be his team right now. These old heads need to take a seat. And if these old heads think they still can play, won't they get a team together with LeBron, Curry, and all the rest of the old heads together, get their own team and see and let them win their last two rings or whatnot and hand the keys over to these youngsters.
Yeah, Austin, I hear you, and I get it.
And I appreciate the use of old heads.
Old
it's
head.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, like get out of the way and share it. Here, like just my read, I get why it feels that way to a lot of people. I don't think Curry and Draymond and the Warrior old heads, if you will, are selfish. I don't think it's that they don't want to share the spotlight. I think that they stubbornly believe that they know how to win championships. And then they try to share that with younger players, and some of those younger players acquiesce and do exactly what is being asked, and some don't. And sometimes they have good reason for not. Like Jonathan Kuminga, who believes that that would stifle his career.
Yeah.
Which is why I believe they need to part ways.
And I'm waiting for the example of a youngster being a one to lead his team to an NBA championship, because I'm not sure if it's ever happened.
No, they wouldn't be contenders right away. This would be about the belief that this could be something in another 3 or 4 years. All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We'll keep taking your phone calls, and Dalton Johnson of NBC Sports Bay Area is in New York getting ready for the NBA draft and also has all kinds of insight on what the Warriors might be thinking, both in the second round and free agency trades beyond. So we'll get to all of that coming up next right here on Willard and Dibbs.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
That's Steve Kerr. Also known as the problem.
Yeah.
According to some.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can see where you think he's a problem. And four straight winning years with Kuminga there, including a title.
Yeah. No, he has just been dragging everybody down for a long time now. But somehow the Warriors survive, 13 billion as they are. Anyway, Willard and Dibs, free Odyssey app, wherever you find your favorite podcast. We invite you to subscribe while you're there. Do it for the other shows as well. Steiny and Goo, Morning Roast. All the great interviews are there. Giants president and CEO Larry Bear was on the Morning Roast earlier today talking about a bond statue. That was pretty interesting. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. But right now we go out to the River Islands guest line for our friend Dalton Johnson, NBC Sports Bay Area. And Dalton, why are you tweeting out pictures of Sinatra in New York if you're not actually in New York?
I was getting a little outside of myself, having fun with the internet last night, just with, you know, the non-sports news of the day, I guess you could say, yesterday. So I'll keep it at that before I get any more people coming at me. But I was not in New York. I still am in the Bay. I can promise you that.
Okay, I get it.
You were trying to start spreading the news, and it wasn't about the NBA draft.
Right. Yeah.
I see you working,
that's
DJ.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You actually won me back right away there. That was nice.
There we go.
Okay. All right. No, Dalton. Great to have you today. The NBA draft's in a few hours. Obviously, the second round is not till tomorrow, but what do you expect the Warriors' involvement to be over the next 30 hours of our lives?
Yeah, I mean, we're coming right into the draft, obviously. I would be very, very surprised if they find their way into the first round. I don't expect them to, you know, to be on the clock today by any means. But tomorrow's going to be interesting. I mean, I think 41 is a really, really good spot for them, to be honest with you. You know, we obviously have seen what Mike Dunleavy has done the last 2 years with second-round picks. When you look at Trace Jackson Davis, 57, Quentin Post, 52, and now you go up to 41. And both of those guys, you know, they played past expectations for sure as rookies. But I just think that the way that college basketball has changed is actually really favors the Warriors right now. where NIL and all these things have just changed the game. We're not going to see a Project Guys. We're not going to see a Kuminga. We're not going to see even a Moses Moody. I'm not talking about an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old. Throughout the pre-draft process, the Warriors have been bringing in seniors, four-year seniors, five-year seniors, even like two, six-year seniors. I'm talking about 22, 23, 24-year-olds. Like, that's who I'm looking at. So I think that they are going to find somebody who at some point as a rookie can be someone who can contribute for the Warriors. And if you can find a cheap player that has that college experience that Steve Kerr can trust, we know he likes guys with college experience, then I think that 41 overall could be actually a really solid landing spot for the Warriors.
Yeah, and interesting when you bring in Quentin Post, who I think was a six-year college player, and TJD, who was at least 23 when he came in. It feels like they're moving in that direction. So positionally, I'm not going to pepper you with who's your name and who's on your mock, because the majority of our listeners haven't heard of them. But positionally, what do you think they're looking to prioritize?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously right away, when you think positionally, that anyone from the outside is going to go, we got to get bigger. Just don't give me someone who's 5'11", 6 feet, 6'1". I totally get that. But like the first one that I am going to give you a name, because I think that it's positional size more than anything. Like, I think that you can find bodies at 41, and I'm a really, really big fan of this guy, Sion James, from Duke. Fifth-year guy, played 1 year at Duke and kind of took a little bit of a backseat to Cooper Flagg, Konkan Nipple, you know, like these big-time freshmen who are going to be top 10 picks, obviously. We know where Cooper's going to go. But this guy, Sion James, I mean, we just watched the Oklahoma City Thunder. We saw what that defense can do. We saw what someone like Lou Dort can do. This is that type of player. Like, him and Lou Dort have almost exact measurables. They look like football players who were handed the basketball and said, oh, I can make millions doing this too. Great. Here we go. So he's like 6'5", 220, crazy muscle bound, can get downhill offensively. His first calling card, I think, is going to be defensively. But he's really, really improved as a catch-and-shoot three-point shooter. This last year at Duke, I mean, he was almost around 45% when it was just pure catch-and-shoot. So kind of that modern 3-and-D wing. And then one other guy I'm going to give you guys too, again, positional size. This guy, Toby Brea from Kentucky, a fifth-year guy, played 1 year at Kentucky, another transfer, just like we keep seeing to these bigger schools. But this guy can just shoot the lights out. And I'm a firm, firm believer that the Warriors really badly need shooting and scoring. I understand like the other areas of improvement as well, other areas of need, but I think that if you can find someone who has that college age, that college experience, who knows his role, come off the bench and shoot the ball, get you guys some points, that's Toby Brea. I love the fact that he was a two-time Sixth Man of the Year at Dayton before he came to Kentucky, and the numbers just kept going. I mean, he shot like 43.5% in his five-year career. Last 2 years overall, 46.5% from three on six three-point attempts per game. So, like, this is high volume, high accuracy. So I think if you can find a 3-and-D guy or, like, a pure shooter, it just has to be a pure NBA trait that can carry over, obviously, right? So handful of ways that they can go, but I really do think that there's a number of players that on these big boards from 35 to 50 that the Warriors can be like, oh, I like that guy. So I think it's a solid spot for them overall right now, actually.
Dalton Johnson, NBC Sports Bay Area, joining us here on Willard and Dibs as we get ready for the NBA draft and obviously the NBA offseason already underway. So if that's the way you kind of see the draft laying out, I wonder what your commentary would be on something else Mike Dunleavy said. And that was earlier this week, he said, after the draft, we definitely see ourselves as getting into the mix with regard to all of the trade chatter going on. What does that mean to you, Dalton, that the Warriors will be in the mix?
Well, it's just, number one, I think we're just going to see a crazy offseason of trades. I mean, look at the way that the CBA is and these aprons and what it's already affecting these teams that have won a championship not too long ago with the Boston Celtics, obviously. You know, I mean, the offseason really started with the Desmond Bane trade. The free agency is one part of it, but it's just going to be so many trades out there. So I think for someone like Mike Dunleavy, you go back to even the Jimmy Butler trade. It's just understanding the market and kind of being ready for anything. The Luka trade obviously threw like the biggest freaking knuckle we've ever seen a bit before the trade deadline and had everyone scrambling going, okay, well, what else can we do? And that's where I think that we're just going to see so many rumors and trades and this and that, that Mike is, he's not afraid. I'll tell you that much. Ever since we've seen him take over as GM, he's willing to make the move. I think that they've already made the big time move. Like, we're not going to see another Jimmy Butler type of move, I don't expect, from the Warriors this offseason, but they certainly are going to understand the pulse of what's around them, for sure. And I think Dunleavy is good at that. You know, he's very active. He's certainly not sitting back. He's making the calls. He's ready. So I think just overall, he expects it to be a very active offseason in the NBA, and the Warriors are always going to be in the mix there when it comes to that. So does that mean a superstar is on his way? I wouldn't say that. I think that they would love to hear their name in any kind of Giannis whisper or rumors. Of course, that's always been a dream of theirs. But when it comes to the superstar, I think that the star has already been brought in when it comes to Jimmy Butler. And now it's all about, well, what makes sense around those three guys, obviously.
And if they're going to be in the mix, would you imagine that Jonathan Kuminga and a sign and trade would have to be a big part of them being in the mix for something?
Yeah, I mean, Jonathan Kuminga dictates their offseason. It's simple as that. He does. I mean, if they purely sign, like if they sign him for him to be on the roster this upcoming season, it does, you know, kind of tie them up a little bit for what else they can do the rest of this offseason. When we talk about aprons and the tax and all of that, and then you're looking at, okay, veteran minimums and trying to get creative with some of these other contracts that they have, and obviously they own their first round picks going forward, which is another asset that they can use. So Jonathan Kuminga really does, he has the ball in his court. He dictates the Warriors offseason right now, and what does he want? What do they want with him? And they can't wait long on really kind of figuring out this answer when it comes to JK. He's a restricted free agent. Mike Dunleavy understands that can drag on, but I think that Mike Dunleavy made it a point to let us know on Monday and to come out and say it publicly, like, I want to have a resolution to this sooner than later. He knows that they can't be sitting back while all this action's going on. And they're just going, all right, JK, like, what's it going to be? Do you want to be with us? Do you want to move on? Can we do a sign-in trade? They can't be, you know, all of a sudden blink, wake up 2 weeks later, and they don't know what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga. This has to happen somewhat soon in the free agency.
All right, Dalton Johnson is with us. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.